This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Alan Keyes, is going to be in studio with us coming up here in just a few minutes. Gavin McInnes of Free Speech TV is here with us right now. Adam Schiff has gotten away with murder, and he's read fake transcripts in the committee like they're real, and now he's saying, oh, you might be able to ask questions secretly of the whistleblower. It turns out all these other fake whistleblowers are minions of Brennan and Hillary and Clapper. Here's just some of Schiff getting away with it over a month and a half ago, so why not do more?
Without objection, the chair reserves the right to recess the hearing at any time. The presidential oath of office requires the President of the United States to do two things: faithfully execute his or her office and protect and defend the Constitution. That oath, of course, cannot be honored if the President does not first defend the country. If our national security is jeopardized, if our country is left undefended, the necessity to faithfully execute the office becomes moot. Where there is no country, there is no office to execute. And so the duty to defend the nation is foundational to the president's responsibilities. But what of this second responsibility, to defend the Constitution? What does that really mean? The founders were not speaking, of course, of a piece of parchment.
And again, he then goes on to read the fake transcript, which we're live now. We're going to add it in post later so it's congruent and makes sense. But everybody's seeing it. Everybody knows about it. If he'll do that, where is this going?
Asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
I think that he could get impeached at this point. Things have changed drastically, even in the past couple months. It used to be, you crazy liberals are acting so unhinged with such severe Trump derangement syndrome that you're getting him reelected in a landslide. And that's what Donald Trump Jr. keeps repeating. But I'm at the point now where I think that these lunatics could actually win. I think if Trump wins the next election, he'll squeak by. And I would say there's a 1 in 2 chance he gets impeached at this point. Jonah Goldberg over at the National Review was saying his only hope is to apologize. That's the only way he's going to get out of this mess. These people are very effective, and maybe it's because they have Soros money. I don't know why, but how about some culpability on us? How about our side? Like, when the Proud Boys were on trial there was no right-wing media sites there at all. There was HuffPo, there was Daily Beast, there was BuzzFeed, there was Daily News. They were all there constructing their stupid Nazi story. But where were our guys? Where was Breitbart? Where was Daily Caller? And now you have Matt Drudge sort of capitulating to the whole Never Trump thing. I think that we like to talk about the left and how evil they are. We have become pussies, and we are too easily defeated. That's one of the biggest problems with this mess we're in. It's our fault.
Well, Gavin, you're absolutely right. And if we don't stand up to this authoritarianism, Trump will actually trigger something worse, because it got the left so wound up and so evil to truly manifest themselves that they've gone right to the end game now. And if we submit to them now, they're talking about just total domination of every facet of our lives, and they're such weak, pathetic people that they have a hunger for that raw power and are the worst type of folks you don't want to have any power. And so now we have really got to finish our work.
It's like we're being bullied by these tyrannical, ugly brat nerds. Like, imagine the worst. I mean, I like the Kim Jong-un analogy. Imagine the worst kind of vindictive little chubby turd being given infinite power. I mean, look at Schiff's face. You know what it was like for him in high school. The guy was never down off the basketball nets. He must have been hanging there by his underwear every single morning. And now he wants revenge on all those wedgiers. And if we were worth our salt, we would just say, psh, go sit down, Schiff. But we don't. We go, oh, no, don't call me a Nazi. Like Judge Jeanine Pirro was just in Hawaii, and there was this Proud Boy, Nick Ox, there. And she goes, oh, he's a Proud Boy? Get him fired. I don't want to be associated with him. Get him fired. And they went, oh, okay, you're fired. You know, even
it's any way
now,
to panic and just virtue signal. Oh, let me prove I'm groveling to the system when all you do is encourage the bullies. Gavin McGinnis, God bless you, my friend. Look forward to speaking to you again very, very soon. A lot of big stuff coming up and your coverage of the upcoming Roger Stone witch trial. FreeSpeech.tv. We are running the Everything Must Go super sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco ZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Facebook and Instagram banned conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
I am now completely banned.
Now, InfoWars, of course, is that web show and website led by rageaholic Alex Jones.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
These people aren't terrifying or anything.
But there's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
These are very extreme individuals, and no matter what anyone tells you, they are extremists, and that's why Facebook decided to get rid of them. Basically, they've deemed these individuals to be dangerous, is what Facebook is saying. Those individuals include people like right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Organizations like Media Matters have pointed out consistently how Alex Jones and other InfoWars pages had just simply circumvented any ban by starting a different account or going on Instagram.
If you don't like someone on Facebook, don't follow them. It's not that hard to figure out.
Facebook, are you going to do something about the liberals who call me the N-word? No, because big tech is only interested in going after conservatives. You know, the really dangerous ones.
Dangerous as in saying things that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like.
President Trump retweeted Paul Joseph Watson twice and a brief video by InfoWars' Millie Weaver. Social media's hall monitor, Frank Stelter, was not very happy about it.
He is promoting the same alternative universe as InfoWars.
Back to your point, though, about the InfoWars presidency, I want to know, and I tweeted this the other day, what is the difference right at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com.
InfoWars content is useful to him. InfoWars personalities align with him.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
Don't worry. These people aren't terrifying or anything.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
And we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday, November 4th, 2019, worldwide broadcast. And we've got a gentleman here in studio with us, Alan Keyes, that I've been watching on television at least since I was probably 10 years old, back when he was in the Ronald Reagan administration as the ambassador from the U.S. to the U.N., appointed to the Economic and Social Council of the United States by President Reagan. And again, that's an inside area to really learn how the world really works. So I've always wanted to get Alan Keyes on. I know he's been on some of our other shows here on the InfoWars Network and Bandai Video and some of our radio and TV affiliates. But imtv.us, loyaltoliberty.com. I'm not going to go over his whole background or all the amazing things he's done. But back in the day, hosting Crossfire, all those other shows, he was a real conservative out there defending real values. And then over the years, they've tried to disappear this guy, but he still pops up and still does a lot of great work. And I know you're doing a regular show again, which I'm a big fan of. So, Alan Keyes, thanks for being here.
Oh, great to be with you. Thank you.
You bet. And this isn't like CNN in the old days or MSNBC or CNN, ABC. We don't pre-interview folks and tell them what they can talk about. We just want to hear what you want to get into. And you say that obviously the big thing is this so-called impeachment.
Well, I think the impeachment farce is really important. And it's important that people in the United States understand what the real objective is. And I think you have been very good at getting folks to wake up to the truth. The object of all of this is not Donald Trump. He just happens to represent what they hate the most, which is the idea of government of, by, and for the people. And I've never understood how it is that people let all of these folks who espouse socialism, communism, what they are pleased to call progressivism, even though it takes us back to the days when the few ruled over the many on the basis of the fact that we know what's right for you and you don't get to have a say in it. America was founded to stop that way of life, to get to a way of governing that would actually involve people in the key decisions that decide the destiny of their own society. And all socialism is actually based on what? I mean, the key premise of actual government for Karl Marx was dictatorship of one kind or another. The key premise of self-government for the American founders was just that, that you stop dictatorship and allow the people to get involved in the discussions, in informing themselves, and then in coming to responsible decisions based on the premises of right that the country's founded on about what should happen. So dictatorship is no part of it. And I've never understood how folks can listen to these guys. Their ideology is all about dictatorship, and then they swear an oath to defend the Constitution that's all about preventing dictatorship, and we don't seem to get it. It's a contradiction.
Well, you state that, and it just hits me like a thunderbolt because it's so true, it's so obvious, and it's lost out there that communism and socialism is a ruling class dominating over people, deciding who gets what. It's right there in the manifesto. It's right there in Das Kapital that we're going to control production. We're going to control the family. China took hundreds of millions of people off the land. Tens of millions, died. Some estimates are over, 80 million, just under Mao. And then David Rockefeller, the richest guy on the earth at the time, is in the New York Times in 1976 praising it. These are just madmen. And then to try to resell it over and over again and to have this race by all these Democrats promising all this great free stuff they're going to give people is frightening.
Well, and it's really all a lie. There is not a communist socialist regime in the world, and there has not been one in the course of the history of the world since it started to become.
That's right. They never work.
They never work. And then people go, well, what about Sweden? And I say, Sweden isn't a socialist country. Sweden is a country in which they essentially have allowed capitalism to continue to flourish, and then they steal the results and put a facade.
Exactly. It's a vampire bleeding 80% of the blood off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if they didn't have the blood produced by the capitalist system, they wouldn't exist.
So Sweden's just a really healthy blood donor.
Exactly. How they stay healthy is anybody's guess, given what's going on there. But it's also going to be clear that question is coming for us. Right? How do you stay healthy when you put people in charge who are going to adopt policies that destroy the incentives and the foundational premises, including the foundation of responsible liberty, on which free enterprise actually depends, on which the courage of individual innovators.
And Dr. Keyes, I know you're the best spoken person I know on these subjects, and I want to get into the fundamental problems, but why do most of the big ruling corporations and elites want this quasi-socialist communist model that they bleed off of as crony capitalists? Why do they push for that? Almost all the billionaires are unified, except a few, pushing this idea.
Well, see, I think there are two reasons. One is because if you push for the ideas of socialism, you are admitting that all that matters is power. I find it quite intriguing that all these people wear the socialist label and pretend they're all for humanity. How can you believe people who tell you they're for humanity and then want to kill off humanity's posterity in the womb? They're killers, actually. Everything that they stand for now that's non-negotiable is about when you get to kill people. Have you thought that through? They're
obsessed with killing people.
Exactly. They pretend to be a progressive this and that and to be all about life and that more abundantly. And in fact, they're about death and how you can make sure you get to kill people in a more general way. And so if they can't do it openly, through the kind of purges and mass murders that occurred in other places, then they're going to do it in subtle ways. But the most important thing they have to do is make sure that people no longer have the mechanism through elections and government to defend themselves.
I'm getting chills. You're going to have the floor when we come back. I literally just got chills because I've told some of my friends that are talk show hosts, I go, don't get mad when you hear somebody 2-3 years later writing exactly what you wrote or saying exactly what you said. They're not plagiarizing. They looked into it. They took it as their own. They believe it's theirs because it is them. That's real leadership. And I just remembered like 25 years ago watching you in a debate or something on national television, C-SPAN, whatever it was, and you were saying they're about controlling life. They want death. They're control freaks. And it was the first time it crystallized for me in a modern context why a Stalin would do something or a Mao or a Hitler when it made no sense, and that it was a threat currently, and then I basically adopted that understanding, which we now see, you know, is true, and you've been a real trailblazer. So let's talk about how you went directly to the fact that it's a sacrament for them, abortion, and not just something that's birth control, with former Reagan ambassador to the UN, Alan Keyes, a guy the establishment is very afraid of and has been shadow banning for a long time. Everybody watching knows who he is. They're like, Alan Keyes. Yeah, he's here with us. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
When I lost my mind, there was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
All right, folks. Alan Keyes is our guest in studio, and he got interrupted by the break. And he was getting into this culture of death. They want control over life and death. They want control over when you're born, when you die. They want control over how many vitamins you can get. They want control over where you can live. But then these establishment types, they have all their big private jets, record private jet sales. They're telling the general public we shouldn't be able to have airplane travel. It's bad for the earth, supposedly. But they can live like kings. But really, that's part of their worldview, their cosmology. So get into that for us and who these two forces are, and then give me your view on where the world is currently today and what you expect to happen.
Well, I think they actually emphasize death because death is the way to cull the herd, to remove all the elements that are really going to cause you problems. Everything they do is, in fact, about making sure that the American people cease to be ordinary. That's a word that used to be in vogue, right? You're an ornery character. It means that you don't put up with a lot of garbage, that you're willing to fight back for the things that you believe to be right, and that you have a strong sense of right and wrong that you're not going to give up. What always intrigued me, do you know the word ornery is actually a shortening and corruption of the word ordinary.
Ah.
Yes. And
the average ordinary people.
Yes, but the combination of ordinary and willing to take a strong stand in defense of your own viewpoint, in defense of your own sense of right and wrong, in defense of a sense that is strong in you because you don't just base it on your own will, you're actually basing it on your sense of the will of God, so that something beyond yourself
something's coming through
with a sense of confidence and it comes through in you. This has proven to be the great strength of the American people, and they hate it. And I think at the end of the day, they're preparing us with this death cult stuff so that they will be able to get away with purges here, like the purges that were necessary in order for communism and socialism to get established and stay established.
Wow. And the Weathermen, Obama's mentors and Hillary's, said all that and have a plan for that.
Oh, I think they have a plan. And when Donald Trump came along, the thing he represents most is the fact that the people actually didn't do what they were supposed to do. You remember years ago, Nancy Pelosi, in the midst of the Tea Party uprising and all of this, was chiding the Republicans as if they weren't doing their job. And she concluded it by saying that, your party's getting out of control, your people are getting out of control, elections shouldn't matter so much. Can you imagine somebody saying that in the United States?
Forgot that clip.
If you say elections shouldn't matter so much, you're saying the vote of the people, the choice of the people, the will of the people, the judgment of the people shouldn't matter so much.
And that's really what Russiagate is saying we didn't elect Trump, when, of course, it's not true.
And so she regards the election of Trump, and they all do, as a slap in the face to their plan to impose elitist control on the people of the United States.
Now, see if you can pull that up for next segment. It'll be on YouTube still. Nancy Pelosi, elections shouldn't matter so much. I forget the whoppers they say all the time, and they mean it.
They not only mean it, they're enforcing it now, because the whole impeachment farce is about trying to get things arranged so that the elitist faction types in the Democrat Party can join with the elitist faction types in the Republican Party to remove the stain of an election that actually proved that the people of the United States can get
that. That's right. And the Times of London and the Financial Times and all these elitist publications say populism and nationalism is exploding and free market. We've got to defeat Trump to discredit it worldwide. This is a global fight.
Oh, it's a global fight, and it's a fight that I think The people have to win. I encounter a lot of people who know it. So far, by the way, I think they've been utterly incapable of making this whole impeachment farce work. It's hurting the Democrats more than it's hurting anybody else, and I thank God for it. And I think that as long as they continue to pursue it, when they cannot come up with any valid grounds, the thing that's been proven most in this whole impeachment farce is that Joe Biden should be impeached. Now, people say, Alan, he's out of office already, and impeachment is about removing people. Well, no, it's not. People forget that in the Constitution, and Hamilton talks about this in the Federalist Papers, there are two things that result from conviction once you've been accused, because impeachment is the accusation. Once you've been convicted, you are removed from office, and you can be barred from holding any office of trust or profit under the United States after that. Right? So you couldn't run for president. You couldn't do what some of these people do after they've committed their trial.
That's right. They could be having hearings on a candidate.
But I hope people have noticed that what they accuse Trump of doing, which is abusing your power to promote your own selfish interest, right? And they say it's a political interest. Why is it a political interest for the chief law enforcement officer who is sworn to see to it that the laws be faithfully executed? Is talking to a foreign ruler and says, you know, we have got some indications that maybe so-and-so was involved in doing something that's unlawful, and would you really make sure it's investigated because it involved a corporation here in the Ukraine and so forth and so on. How is that anything other than the president's job? He's doing his job, y'all.
Ukrainian president bringing up the corruption to him.
Well, and the idea that because somebody who's a potential political opponent or whatever is involved, you should not enforce the law is ludicrous.
Well, exactly. What do you call that? Is it a double negative? What is it when they're committing the crime and they say investigating the crime that's cut and dry, Biden's saying it out in front of everybody? That's the crime.
And they also try to act as if you do it on a partisan basis and so forth and so on, you can't go after your political opponents. They apparently have never read the Constitution, because the Constitution actually doesn't recognize the existence of parties. Individuals who serve in the government serve as individuals sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States.
And that's why our first president, George Washington, hated parties.
Yes, he hated them, and he called them what I think our parties have become.
Called them gangs.
They were factions, which means combinations of individuals acting in their own selfish interest and against the interest of the common good, of the body politic. I think that has become the definition of politics, certainly for most of the Democrat politicians and for a lot of the Republicans as well. This is what they're about. They don't think about what's good for the people as a whole, what's good for the nation as a whole, because if they did, their first prerequisite would be to preserve the common ground of our understanding of right and wrong, justice and injustice, articulated in the Declaration and put into effect.
And that's why the left is in such war with reality, because common sense and reality brings order. They want disorder to have control,
yeah.
And so they're at war with reality.
They're at war with reality because they want the power to impose a reality entirely defined by them. And you'll notice that everywhere the socialist communists achieved that objective, the reality is a reality of wealth and power for the few who follow the party line and dismal servitude for everybody else.
And those who didn't even just get in first, because usually there's a big power struggle. Once the communists get control, then they purge a bunch of their own people, and then it's purge, purge, purge. So it's also even very dangerous because there's no checks and balances to be in the leadership, and then even the top leaders are being deposed and killed. It's a nightmare.
And you know, one of the greatest obstacles to all of this in the American legal system is the presumption of innocence. See, if you have to be presumed innocent, then the burden of proof is on those who are accusing you. And the presumption.
Now Adam Schiff's throwing that out the window. We got to come back. Let's come back with Dr. Alan Keyes with us right now. He's on fire. He's always on fire, but in person, he's even more powerful. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. And remember, our existence is in defiance of the deep state.
Amen.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTrue Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTree Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Keys is here, and the whole office is like, man, this guy's awesome. Yeah, he is awesome, and he's not censored here. As you hear what he's actually saying, it all makes perfect sense, especially when you find out he's been saying it for decades. A doctoral graduate of Harvard, worked in the diplomatic corps all over the world, got appointed to head up one of the main operations for Reagan, and then served as Reagan's Assistant Secretary of State for International Organization Affairs. I'm not going to go over all of it, but as capacities as U.N. ambassador, among Key's accomplishments was contributing to Mexico City policy and a lot more. And, of course, he's a famous pro-lifer, imtv.us, imtv.us. Find his show, the audiobooks, and everything right there on that site. You got cut off by the break, but you were mentioning Pelosi, and people probably think oh, elections don't matter, or elections matter too much. They're making that up. No, she really said it. Here it is.
Sure did.
How we defend our country, our security, and civil liberties, how we respect our seniors. Because there's so many things at risk right now, and perhaps I'm going to question our beliefs if you want, but the fact is that elections shouldn't matter as much as they do. Should be someplace on the spectrum where we respect each other's views and all the rest.
That's her speaking to donors, not knowing she's getting video.
You know, the thing that I find appalling about this, these people talk about differences of opinion, and the last thing they tolerate is a difference of opinion. That's why they hate Donald Trump so much, because he came
out
expressing views that were against theirs, and they hate him to death, literally. They want to get rid of him with impeachment and everything else. And I think that this is the main reason for it, because he was actually supposed to be somebody they thought of as their guy and like them and so forth. And suddenly he's hearkening to the voice of the American people. He's hearkening to the common sense that he himself had had to apply in the course of his life and career. And finally, he's suddenly sensitive to the thing they hate the most. You know what they hate the most? They hate Americans who still believe in God, who still remember that our claim to self-government is based on God-endowed unalienable rights, not things we make up out of whole cloth. And therefore, there's a power transcendent to the power of money and parties and ideology that protects individuals in their right to take a stand for justice when they are being maltreated. And it's what has given Americans the courage to do so time after time, in area after area. And if we had not been founded on those premises, not a single battle against slavery, for civil rights, for human rights, for women's rights, none of it would have succeeded.
Is that a moral courage, or is it more of a moral directive?
I think it's a directive that then leads to courage. Because after all, one of the things I often try to get people to see is that the word right is not simply synonymous with freedom. Every right involves freedom, but not every freedom is an exercise of right, because it implies that you're doing what's right. So the people who come together and came together to form the United States, for all their faults, they expressed themselves as committed to a goal for government that was to secure right doing by
it was the idea that was transcendent.
It was the idea, yes.
And now the left, how do you quantify this, how they create new rights? We have a right for access to your children. Here, Austin just passed it last week to sexualize 8-year-olds and teach them about things I won't say on adult radio. Or Canada is going to ask 4-year-olds when they go to preschool by law what their sexual preference is. So now the abuse of children they're claiming is a right. Or Travis County, where I live, where I guess sometimes got to leave. I can't even afford to move the offices, or I would. We have to pay for people's abortions here. How is my having to pay for somebody to kill their child a right? So what is this perversion of rights where the left ignores all of the basic rights that are transcendent, unalienable, that stand on their own, and then they invent these twisted things?
Well, I think, first of all, what it involves is discarding the concept of right. There is no right or wrong except what serves their party line, what serves to get them into power and to keep them in power and then to allow them to pursue their agenda. But what that means is that there is no distinction between children and grown-ups in the effective sense that they can go in and they think exploit children just as they want to exploit grown-ups, because imagine it. Is a child deprived of a real understanding of what's involved,
yes,
making a choice? When they make a gender choice,
they're not making a choice.
They have no idea what you're talking about.
They're being deceived.
To tell you the truth, that means that for these people, deception becomes the basis for choice. You and I both know that if you do something based on deception, you've actually been coerced.
You can tell a 5-year-old they're Batman, and they'll say it. Okay, well, let's put bat wings on you.
That's not an exercise of freedom. But once you call it freedom, the freedom to be this gender and that gender, even though you didn't have the information necessary to make that choice, then you can argue that their limitation of information produces a free choice. That's the only way socialists and communists can actually pretend to have free choices. You're making a free choice because you made it based on the information and lies we told you.
But here's an example. You're a conservative Christian. You're on fire. You're super smart. You could talk for 10 hours. None of it's boring. None of it's made up. I go to leftist events. They act like zombies. They're acting weirder and weirder. They act like they've had their soul sucked out. And they really have a craving to do bad And it seems like it's getting worse and it's manifesting more. And everything I read in the Bible that I was a kid thinking, oh, this would never happen, is now happening.
Well, I think that that's what happens when you disregard the standard of right and its consequences. The standard of right in America was God-endowed unalienable right. The first appeal made in the Declaration of Independence was not to power.
To God.
It wasn't even to injustice. It was to God and the laws of nature and of nature's God. God and his rules, in other words. So the idea that somehow or another...
They knew when they were going to divorce something, they had to talk to the boss first.
That's right. But they also knew that the boss was the one that freed them. You exist as what you are because God made you that way. You wouldn't be free to exist as what you are.
And we recognize that God gives us a choice whether we want to be free or slaves.
That's right. And he gave us that choice for two reasons, I think. One, so that we would be responsible for ourselves. And second, so that when we made the right choices, we would be responsible for those choices and therefore capable of doing what? Sometimes I think we forget, because these days people talk a lot about love. Do you think that somebody loves you if they're saying they love you because there's a gun at their head and they have to? Nobody believes in that. The only love we believe in is the love that results from a truly free choice. And so God made us to have that choice so we could experience love, show love, and be proven to love both him and those around us. And so the juxtaposition of love is actually about accepting responsibility for the choices God allows us to make in light of the rules that are built into us. Unalienable means that
exactly.
Part
so,
of who
so
you are.
People that are at war with the basic rules and programming that God gave us and decide to violate that, they always just get more degenerate because that's the only direction they can go.
Well, I think so, because at the end of the day, they're not guided by anything. They don't accept the limits that allow things to exist in their different spheres and in their different ways. And they also don't accept the unity that comes from the fact that we are all grounded in the same being. You know, in the Bible, it says, in him we live and move and have our being, which means...
So they're at rebellion against that, but when you get into evil, it's totally horrible and depressing. I just don't, but I just don't understand it. But they do choose that to be destroyed. I mean, they do it.
Well, they do because at the end of the day, if you reject the source of your existence, the only viable alternative for you is to destroy things rather than build them. And isn't it interesting that all these people who talk about how much they're going to do for folks and how much they're going to do for the people, look at the places they rule, whether it's California now, whether it's a lot of the urban areas in the United States. You follow their understanding of all that you should be doing for people, and you get cesspools, and you get cities that
don't study show
and
leftists,
you get increases in poverty and crime and everything else.
Leftists are the most greedy people. They don't give to charity. They lie constantly.
And I think it's the reason is that if you remove all sense of constraint, you remove all sense of responsibility. Only one thing matters to these folks, the outcome. And if outcomes are all that matter, then the only thing that's really to distinguish people in terms of government and rule is how much power you have. Power becomes the central obsession, and getting it by any means, lying, cheating, killing, stealing, that becomes acceptable. And that has been the rule among the socialist ideologues.
I'm going to play this clip of Schiff and get into the actual impeachment, where you think it's going, your predictions 2020 coming up. Alan Key, seems like the last 45 minutes was 10 seconds. Wow. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
InfoWars.com daily. That's amazing.
Right.
And he's hosting a new TV show as well. Very exciting. IMTV.us. GlobalLiberty.com. He says he'll come back routinely. We're very excited. He's going to visit Mike Adams and his TV studio and do some work with him as well. And then I guess he's back to Maryland and back to Tennessee, where he lives in both places. Works in Tennessee, lives in Maryland. But I don't say this to be obnoxious or say it's a bad thing. When I've had conversations with Trump, some of them like 10 minutes long, he can finish my sentences exactly as I was thinking. He doesn't really do that in public. I don't say he dumbs it down, but he makes it a little bit simpler just for everybody. But when you're finishing my sentences, it's amazing because I'm asking the questions like, when we come back, I want to get into why is it the left doesn't have any rules anymore, cheats on everything, has fake whistleblowers, won't have due process, says they'll send the questions to the Republicans but won't tell them who they are, but expects they're going to remove the president. And then you're kind of finishing my question, right there, just boiling it down, because I was saying, why are they getting away with it? You said they're not getting away with it.
Well, I don't think they are. I think Americans still have a modicum of common sense that is superior to that which you might expect, and certainly superior to what they think we have. And I think they're building up a lot of resentment. And the resentment isn't necessarily just on issues they dislike and so forth. What's been coming across in their debates and in their approaches to policy, and especially in the way they have abused the choice the American people made in 2016, is their hatred of America. These people don't like this country.
They really hate it.
They hate America. They absolutely ignore and lie about the fact that we have been fighting for justice in this country, and that in point of fact, every time the American people as a whole confronted a crisis where things came to a head, whether it's about slavery, women's rights, the civil rights movement, and so forth and so on, the decision we took was the right decision. You don't get to pretend these things are there's racism, this country is racist, nothing good has ever happened, and we're going to make it happen. That's a lie. Good people.
They're really stealing credit from people like Martin Luther King.
Exactly. They're stealing credit from everybody who fought in our wars. They're stealing credit from
take Ilhan Omar. In fact, cue this up, and then we'll go to the fake shift thing. I know that's old news, but it's important to play again, like the Pelosi clip. Ilhan Omar, cue her up, please. She says Bernie Sanders will be a president who will fight against Western imperialism. And I'm not saying imperialism has done some bad things. I don't defend it. But the idea that she's trying to get into America, but she's going to tell us how bad it is, and then she projects imperialism onto it.
Well, to project imperialism on the United States, if we had been an imperial power at the end of World War II, we had what Napoleon only dreamt about. He said at one point, if I had thunderbolts, I'd use thunderbolts, right? Well, nuclear weapons were the equivalent of thunderbolts. They were something that you launched from a distance, and you could wipe out whole cities.
And nobody else had it.
And nobody else had it. We were the last man standing. Everybody else's economy in the world practically was crashed to the ground, and so forth and so on. When you look at the aftermath of that, we not only helped to rebuild countries, even our enemies, we also insisted on an end to imperialism in many parts of the world, and encouraged the French, the British, and others.
And they're setting up their globalist corporate leftist imperium with the Chi-Coms,
exactly.
And they're threatened by the American idea that opposes their imperialism.
That's right. China is now the most active imperialistic power on Earth, and they are entering into various things as part of their Belt and Road Initiative and all this stuff to create unequal relations with countries so that they can dominate them economically, put them
classic in debt, imperial relationship.
A classic imperial relationship. And the fact that they claim they're doing it so that, I don't know, socialism and communism can be spread. Yeah, so that everybody can live in the kind of fear they are now imposing on the people of Hong Kong. And the very same people who like to talk all of the, oh, you have to be free to be yourself and do this and have that expression and that expression, whether it's sexual or otherwise, they're watching this spectacle. And because they're so in love with the socialist communist idea, they have no courage whatsoever in opposing the imposition of that imperialism.
Well, exactly. Modern leftists act like all the degeneracy and ugliness of the satanic left is what made the West great, when it was Christianity and the Renaissance and that real ethos that threatens who they are. The left are the authoritarians. They are the control freaks. They are the censors. They are the liars. And then they stare at us and say, we're the bad guys. It's preposterous, but our acquiescence and bowing to them has only invited this behavior.
Well, I think that that's very true in our international relations, but I also think it's true in the way in which Americans have been willing to let this drivel go unchallenged. And in some ways, we've been so absorbed in the discussion of their agenda for evil that we have forgotten that we as a people stand on a common ground that is an agenda for good, an agenda for right and justice.
Well, that's my next question, because I talk with my wife all the time. Having to focus on the left and all the evil things they do and the spectacles they engage in just to rub it in our faces almost becomes like a form of worship when I spend all my time only talking about what they're doing versus what we've done and what we've built and what we would do. How do you balance it, though, like ring the alarm on what they're doing and point out they're bad, but also spend most of our time building and leading people and doing good things separate from them to show the superiority of the Christian system?
Well, I actually think you do a pretty good job of that most of the time, because the first thing that has to be emphasized is that our understanding leaves people in the position of being responsible for their choices. Right? And when you're responsible for your choices, you have to take responsibility. That's a challenge. And it's a challenge that starts with the way we conduct our family life, our economic life, and everything else. They're constantly trying to pretend that this country should be about what is being done for us. You are constantly reminding people that this country was built by folks who understood that you must meet the challenge of doing things for yourself. And in the process, you do things for your family, your community, and ultimately build the kind of country we have had. If we back away from that now, we're going to produce the same kind of mess that I think these people really want, a top-down society in which, among other things, you have arrogated to an elitist few all of the opportunities for choice and left others in such an impoverished condition, both spiritually, emotionally, and in terms of their sense of how they meet the challenge of the world, that they become like clay that you can mold in any way you wish.
And they have to be at the top. I mean, we get their white papers, and WikiLeaks, they're doing it on purpose. But to go back to the 70s, they only got California and a few other areas to do it. The rewilding, say, don't cut any underbrush, don't cut fire breaks. And then they turn around and blame the power company, PG&E, when all of California burns down. Mm-hmm. And Schwarzenegger says, oh, it's the global warming, when they know full damn well that for thousands of years people take out the underbrush and do that. Or every time lightning strikes, there's high winds, you burn down. So California won't let you cut the trees or trim the foliage and pick up the dead grass and leaves. Then these firestorms happen. They blame humans. But in a way, it's the government of California.
That's exactly right. And it's the government also taking resources away from what I think are the kind of policing responsibilities. And by that I mean not only policing in the sense of order of human activity, but I remember how that word used to be used when I was growing up. I was an Army brat. And so you...
Cleaning the house up,
yeah,
police.
Yeah, it meant cleaning the place up. It meant cleaning out the things that would otherwise cause dangers if they were exposed to certain conditions. It could be fire. It could be slippery. It could cause injury, so you clean the place up. Instead of trying to clean the place up, do you know what they're spending our money on?
Policing meant like Paul Revere, just check stuff.
What they're spending our money on now, y'all, is importing their cadre into the United States under the rubric of refugee this and refugee that, but without any regard for having a common commitment to make America better and stronger.
Instead, they're filling them full of hate when they get here.
Exactly. And they don't even, you know, there used to be a requirement you came to the United States that you had to show you were going to take care of yourself and act responsibly. Now, when you come under the impetus, not of individual aspiration, I want to come here and join in and make my life better because this is a place where I'll...
Hold on. I had a bunch of special reports ready, and some of these have not even premiered yet. And if you got to go, it's fine. But I can always air these at a later time. When are you supposed to meet Mike Adams?
Well, we actually didn't pin down the time. We were kind of waiting to see what happened here. So I think I have some time.
Well, how would you like to host the next hour? I want to
be
on. I'll walk out of here and you'll host the next hour. Let's
do it. You got to be kidding. Do you have to walk out? Because I used to have guests on my show.
Well, sure. You know,
How about you be my guest for an hour? That would be fun.
Okay, we'll do that. Alan Keyes will interview Alex Jones next hour. And the great crew in there putting up with me. I got a bunch of clips to get to, too. Since we mentioned Ilhan Omar, though, let's just play the clip of her saying that Bernie Sanders will save America. Here it is.
I am beyond honored and excited for a president who will fight against Western imperialism and fight for a just world.
He will have apple of the imperialism of China first.
And I am excited.
We're going to go to break. We'll do the whole next hour with Alan Keyes. And I do have a meeting I have to do in 30 minutes, so he will host the last 30 minutes by himself. Or I can go to a 10-minute phone call and come right back in. But, I want to see him host the show because I know he'll do a better job than I can. By the way, you're always good on TV, but they're always interrupting you constantly. You're even better on this show and in person. I'm impressed. I was already impressed. Alan Keyes is here with us. Fourth hour coming up.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.